You're listening to 91.7 KALW in San Francisco, bringing you international perspectives from the BBC, CBC, Radio Netherlands, and Radio Australia, and local programs that connect you to the news and life of the Bay Area. Learn more and listen online at kalw.org.
From the city known for its hills, its restaurants, its arbitrary parking laws, its farmers market, its West Coast Live. 2 hours of conversation, music, and play. Today, Grupo Falso Baiano, Brazilian choro music. From Pakistan, via Dartmouth and Yale, Danielle Mouni-Nudin. Short story writers, new collection in Other Rooms, Other Wonders. From Knoll Farms, Christy Knoll. Author of Among the Mad and other Maisie Dobbs stories, Jacqueline Winspear. Author of Hammett and Spade and Archer, Joe Gores. And the luscious Mike Greensill. Coast to Coast Podcast, underwritten in part by our contributing independent bookstore partners, booksmith.com, The Booksmith on Haight Street in San Francisco, bookpassage.com, Book Passage Ferry Building in Marin County, A Great Good Place for Books in Montclair, ggpbooks.com, and Mrs. Dalloway's on College Avenue in Berkeley. MrsDalloway's.com. We're going to begin with some wonderful Brazilian music by a group called Grupo Falso Baiano, with Jesse Appleman, Brian Moran, Zach Pitt-Smith, and Amy Molinelli. And they've got a nice West Coast tour going. They're based here in the San Francisco Bay Area, which is a reason that their name is Falso Baiano. Because, as I understand it, which one of you would like to explain the name? You will. Yeah, Zach, hi.
So, Falso Baiano talks about the fact that we're all Americans, all enamored with this Brazilian music, and, you know, we're entering in the roda, the circle of Brazilian music, and we are from the other bay, as you said.
The other bay. And so we're going to begin with
A tune called De Bem com a Vida, which means life is good.
They are Grupo Falso Baiano on West Coast Live. Thank you. Falso Baiano. The Falso Bahians. I don't know. You sound pretty authentic to me, but I've never been to Bahia. So I don't know. How did you come up with the concept, Zach?
Well, the music of choro is kind of a precursor to samba in Brazil, and it's something that I think we've been digging for. We've been looking for that sound of the old time of choro.
And have you been to Brazil?
Yes, all of us in the band have spent quite a bit of time there.
And what draws you back?
Let's see. There's so much to tell you. Yeah.
Well, how about one thing from you?
Well, the musical richness of Brazil, for sure.
And Amy, how about for you?
Well, it's such a rhythmic culture. It's such a musical culture. So to be able to spend some time, I think a lot of us have studied at choro festivals, choro schools, things like that. We just drink it up.
Anything else about Brazil?
Oh, yeah. There are some nice beaches there. I don't know if you've heard. So that's good as well.
Oh, yeah, my wife's from there, too. So
my in-laws.
Your in-laws are there. Yeah,
my in-laws are there. So
they're fun to visit.
Yeah, they're fun to visit.
And what's the next piece?
This is called Santa Morena by Jacob de Bandolim.
Thank you.
Grupo Falso Baiano. They'll be performing not only here on West Coast Live again in today's broadcast, but also at the Avo Nova concerts in San Francisco next weekend. March 21st. And April 11th at La Peña in Berkeley, April 12th at Amnesia in San Francisco, and June 6th at the Los Angeles County Museum of Arts. Thank you. So I'll be back later here. Thank you very much. And you can find a link to them on our website at wcl.org. Grupo Falso Baiano. Minder, next week, we're also here at the Ferry Building. Our guests include author Zoe Heller, her new book is called The Believers. Maltese Falcon, Mike Greensill at the piano. Today just seems the kind of day to head off to Brazil, doesn't it?
Yes.
You know, some long-needed rain perhaps coming into the Bay Area today. But, psychologically, we can enjoy a little an alternative reality. Here they are. Grupo Falso Baiano. Grupo Falso Baiano. Would you mind doing another one? Do you have another one, by any chance?
Yep.
I just sort of in that groove here.
All right.
They've got a nice performance schedule around the Bay Area in the next month and a quarter or so. And you can find out more information on their website through ours at wcl.org. What's this next one?
Doce de coco. Doce de coco.
Which means?
It's a sweet coconut dessert.
Thank you. 91.7 KALW San Francisco.
Grupo Falso Baiano with Amy Molinelli, Zach Pitt-Smith, Brian Moran, and Jesse Appleman. I'll be back later on the show, and they're performing March 21st in the Avanova Concerts in San Francisco. La Peña in Berkeley on April 11th, April 12th at Amnesia and at the L.A. County Museum of Arts. Which room, do you know?
It's outside. No room.
No room?
Yes. It will be outside. It's part of a Latin jazz series.
Oh, nice. So that'll be on June 6th if you're in Los Angeles there. So thank you very much. We hope to have another piece from them at the end of the broadcast. Grupo Falso Baiano from San Francisco. By the way, have we passed out the chocolate today? Have we passed out the chocolate yet? Or is that at the end of the show? At the end of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have one more piece here from the fine band called Grupo Falso Baiano. You can find a link to them in their performance schedule at our website, wcl.org. What's the last piece we'll hear from you guys?
This is called Receita de Samba, which means Recipe for Samba.
Recipe for Samba, here on West Coast Live. Thank you. Falso Baiano here on West Coast Live. We'll be back next week. Today's show produced by Kathy Kamen Goldmark, directed by Ron Chovis, Lori Gay. On the scene, Mitchell Holman Engineering with Dennis Jaramillo. Also thanks to Cassie Gay, Susan Odie, Kai and Sonora Bravo, Trudy Ann Hasenauer, Royal Enter, Kristen Baumeister, Joshua Raifman.
This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco. This afternoon on...